Thank you. Thank you for an amazing year. Thank you. Pastor Sam, this is your first year of actually practicing being a senior pastor. A whole full year, and I score you 100%. Well done. Taking this mantle with grace, with the pressure of it, you've taken it with grace and serious composure. Not one day of heads down. I'm seeing pastors here, little thing, we don't even know what is going on, where they are, you already see. You've taken it with serious composure, leadership. I don't know, sometimes when you have targets to meet, you don't even know when it's going to be, but you never say to Pete, we can't, I don't think that can happen, sir. You just say, yeah, we were sorting it out. And like a soldier, which you're trained to be, with grace, without complaint, not one complaint ever. All the family heads, you've been incubation centers for world-class leaders. You've handled it with grace. And I don't want to keep mentioning names, but you've handled it with grace. You've taken corrections well. You've allowed corrections to build you to become stronger than you were last year. I thank all the family heads. All the house leaders, you are the grassrooters, grassroots. It's so inspiring, Enrique, to see how many people are attached to your house and how you're growing. It's beautiful to the eyes. I don't know how, Kunle, well done for the growth of your house. Again, I don't want to keep mentioning names because this room and those who are watching online are friends, are family, especially the soldiers. You've all worked exceedingly hard. You've made sure that your businesses are functional and you've kept yourselves in the word. I thank you all. All the houses. It's been a beautiful year with its own challenges, with its own problems peculiar to it. It's like we were always awake to face whatever challenge comes at whatever time. You faced it with grace. When they say you're shut down, this is shut down, you shut them up by making sure you stayed alive and stay relevant. I'm sitting there looking at the economy of each house, and I'm looking at even, and I want you to remember this, even the smallest economy in the nation is way bigger than 90-something percent of churches. One house, one family. Way bigger. Check it out. Go on the company house thing. Or registration of charity thing. And so, the statement you've been able to gracefully make is that whilst they all want to face a PT, a Spark Nation, you just said, we are more than that. We can be 20 functional houses and movements. And that's the statement you made without talking. You did it. Looking at the reports that I've received, and I see that the nation is indeed functional. In a very tough year, economically, every nation, people, either you're a street or you're a business person, people felt economic hardship this year. Pastor Miriam said, places are quiet beyond normal, but you stayed alive because your drive is bigger than the economic downturn in the world. I'm grateful that you and I are seeing this vision more and more, and we're growing in it. There is never a growth without removal. That's how you grow. Baby teeth goes, milk teeth goes, you develop stronger one. Why? Because the time to eat hard food, the demand for it, comes, and God knows that, or nature knows that, you cannot undo certain kind of food with certain kind of teeth. It will not work. So however much you love your teeth when you're young, you can't keep them. And so this is the growth that is upon us. And sometimes we have to retreat in order to move forward. And one of the toughest decisions to make this year is to actually look at a family and say, this must be dissolved. It has to be. It's a tough decision because family is what we, this is our pride. It's what we all sold into. It's what we all worked hard for. They are the institution you all fought to make sure it stands. But sometimes if you don't remove some things, not people, that institution, we didn't remove anybody. We removed an institution so that we can salvage. Salvage a people and help the former leadership. On that note, I want to commend everyone who has worked in Power Base, the former one, for working hard. It is not easy to lead a thing. Either it's two people or three or four. But a time comes where there's a demand on what you hear, the word. And you see, the word is not emotional. The word is the word. And that is what the senior pastor and leadership is handing over to you, Pastor Ashley and Pastor Shard. Let me tell you, we've always had a plan for a school. The plan that we announced before, the plan that we followed before, because like you alluded to today, these things came out of the word. You can't take what belongs to the word. But the word, the only reason why the word thrives is the spirit of wisdom. We have a kind of school we want to build. Now, I will give you as a gift, one, that template. Two, the contact we've always had for that, which I felt it wasn't time. So as to make your startup easy. And then finances to go for that contact. The contract is already there, and we're going to tell you how to build. Otherwise, that former old way will not work. And we knew it, but it's a test of character, a test of build up. I'm not disappointed. I think the former leaders tried their best to the limit of what they know, and may God bless them on their next journey. That's my sincere blessing. Amen. I'm not concerned about what happens in a certain fellowship. I've moved past that since 2020. That is the work of your senior pastor and you all as associate. So it's not my duty to respond to a problem or a blessing. We've moved past that when we say global pastoring. And everybody will sit up, and the work that you have to do, Pastor Ashley and Pastor Shad, as you tame yourself, as you understand the intrigues and the risk of power, that this is not a power search walk. It is not, I'm supposed to be this or that. It is allowing ourselves to be used by God for the purpose He wants us for part time. It is not a competition, even though we must be in the spirit of winning the prize of the race that was set before us. That is, and this race, as you tame yourself, you grow. If you can self-tame, if you understand power and humility, if you understand service and focus, then you will not be at risk of self-destruction. And this also means that everyone who in that fold is disgruntled, everyone who may not have the truth, everyone who may not know the truth. I wasn't in your fellowship, son, man. So whatever happened there, you were there. It is your duty to unify. It is not your duty to say, wherever can you go? No, you are agents of truth. And we're not asking you to support the nation, family, or make us look good. We are saying, speak the truth. Say the truth. However it is, just so that maybe some you can save with a heart of compassion, not an emotion of anger. You're not going to stand to fight nobody. You can't fight your own sons. You can state the truth as it is and save some. May God grant everyone salvation and peace of mind. Amen. As of your old leadership and the old power base, my job and my last statement was weeks ago when I said that is dissolved. That's the end of that. So there's no comment, there's no word, there's nothing other than peace and grace. And may God give you the strength. Remember that whatever mistakes that we make, whatever things that we do or don't do, or anyone else does, we are also, as long as we are human, we can make those mistakes or stand up for what is right. Let me end that there. Looking at this economy, I realize that there is not much preaching to do today, because either it is the review for the year or the things that have been done in your fellowship analysis. We're only able to see elites today. They are not feats that are easy to achieve. They look good on video. But it has taken the collective effort of everybody to join hands together and build. Thank you. It has taken you all to fight for a vision. And if I want to speak a word of encouragement today, is to tell you it is even more necessary, more urgent for us to build more than we've ever built before. It is building time. It is us seriously sitting down and putting definition of build, if you may. Knowledge Nation, I congratulate you for your industry leadership this year. Build. Let me tell you, unless we want to be deceiving ourselves, let me tell you the truth. Human, you cannot work with colleagues that are about your age. There's no church or movement that ever functions that way. They all donate themselves to be part of it. Then after a while, as you are getting sure about the vision, the youngers will begin to come in. It is with them that you can build. Have you not found that consistent with your own houses? It doesn't just work like, well, because we're all part of the vision. From the moment God separates a department, He already knows the people that you can lead. There are people you can lead and there are people you just debate with. Because they already have a journey. Looking, by the way, my son, your brother, Hothor, back from his own, from his journey. And I want you to welcome him whenever you see him. We love, the family love, as he grows and knows what the next journey will be. Support the break and then prayerfully help to know what the next journey, whatever God has planned for him and for them, whatever the next journey will be. We're far from perfect. As a movement, we're growing to understand how to react to certain things, and we will keep growing. I charge you to build. So if you want to remember any word for the close of 2023, it is build. And if you don't, the worst thing that can happen to a person will happen to the African continent. While we're desperately poor and multidimensionally poor, is a spirit called and a theory called individualism. It kills everything. An individualist person will go and be a slave somewhere else, vacating their seat, because in their head, they are trying to make something work for themselves. I've seen it. And it does not matter. In a house, in a family, there are many problems. The collection of people is for you to hurt each other, then love each other. There is no test of love without hurt. Otherwise, love is going to be, as long as it's good, it didn't cheat me, I'm cool, we're fine. Then what is love there? The proof of the superiority of the vision is when matters happen and it tests your individualistic spirit. As in, I was showing Daniel and the guys a prophecy of some sort, just those things that just come on your timeline. One guy that roams around became a prophet according to him, because you know, prophets, you can just declare yourself as a prophet, it's no big deal. You can just say, hey, listen guys, I'm an apostle, and tomorrow you can say, hey, I'm not a prophet. Doesn't matter. So it's given 2024 prophecy, which includes that next year there will be challenges. 2024, the year of betrayal. People will betray each other. As in, I thought, okay, oh, so everything we've ever seen in this world, including Judas Iscariot, it wasn't betrayal. We will find out in 2024. Industries to pray for. Like, pray for the music industry. Okay. That there should be no death. How would there be no death? Be careful, there might be outbreak of water and fire and sea. These are demented individuals. But the reason why I'm mentioning that is not their prophecy. You know, Nigeria, by tonight now, all manner of prophecy will be coming. All these people never saw COVID coming. Never. They just didn't see it. And you'll see people respond to such prophecy. Luckily, Nigeria is waking up and people are saying, this is rubbish now. These things happen every day. But then you have people saying, oh, wow, I'm so scared. But as long as by the blood of Jesus, me, my family, and my household, we are covered. So the whole world can go and die. So it will be you, your dad, and mom that will be occupying the whole of Nigeria. As long as me and my household, we are very individualist people. Very, very much so. The moment you change your mind from that, you come into the gospel of Christ, you already know that there will be problems. There will be clashes. You will have problems with your brother or sister. It's normal to do so. And the problem is, is your own happiness superior to the vision that you signed up for? You will have issues. There'll be reasons for you to feel like, well, you know, they've been disloyal to me. You've been disloyal too. Individualistic spirit says, I just don't like when people move like that. But you also, we don't like when you move in certain ways. But we signed up for something that is more superior than how we feel. It is not an individual work. It is called nation building. And if we're going to build, we must expect disappointment. Yes. If we're truly going to build, it is called maturity. The work is superior to my temporary experience. Because truly, temporarily or momentarily, someone can offend you and hurt you. It is momentary if the vision is still clear. It is momentary. Because our engagement, the blood that binds us together is the word, is the vision, not behavior. And that's not even trust and, oh, well, I'll open up my whole life to you. No, it's work-based. It's work. Those who have this art in them must collect themselves. Don't follow empty shadow and weaklings, creating emotional tantrums where there is none. Creating problems where there is none. It is the individualistic spirit that ruined Africa and by implied terms, our parents and their limitation is because everyone, especially as you're growing, and the next year you're going to be a year older, if you're not growing in perspective changing, then you're not getting younger. Beware of age. It's a stubbornness that just rises up in people when they get to a certain age. They become more individualistic and yet seek for the greatness. Every family have clashes, issues, every minute, every day. People enter a place, people exit a place. It's normal, it's regular, unless if you are dead. At the point of death, there's no entry, there's no exiting. A living church, any church in the world, any place in the world. So, you've got to go back to your group and see the vision of what we're called to do as a house. And the thing is, someone that had a behavior last year, listening to the word, becomes better this year. Becomes better next year. And they are getting more, thank you, they're getting more better and better for your own use and for the use of one another. We become more useful to each other. Don't vacate a throne to get a seat in the dog's house. Don't do that. Because there's nothing, almost nothing we've not seen in this walk. And you look at some people, you're thinking, as in. And the people you run to quickly deny, you say, no, sir, no, it's just hell. We don't have that kind of, as in, and you're wondering, seriously. But people choose their journey. And sometimes, maybe, they will choose differently if we know differently. Those who have a heart in them, those who have ears to hear instruction, do not develop a wicked, stiff heart. Don't develop a heart that no longer hears. Don't present your body without your heart. Don't have a fearful and doubtful heart in you. Look into the examples of the things built in the house and see for yourself the progress of people that are very common now. It's as simple as that. Don't become power freak because where you're coming from, they've never seen this kind of followership before. You've never seen people say, oh, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Remember, they were revival people. They are not your people. The money you're making came from the word. The little, so don't make that your hand. Because the moment you're no longer hearing the word, it will dry off. You'll be back to where you're coming from. Whereas, if the word got you here, if the word assembled people for you, the The word can break you into a billionaire status. But you see what happens? All of us, we pause for a while and we go into ourselves. We play all manner of tricks and stuff. But the world is looking at you and saying, we actually want to make you greater than this. But can you blame us sometimes? Because we're coming from background where our parents were working hard day and night. They are not even business owners. And now you've built a business and you're now making 40, 30K a month. You want to hold on to dear life. And that's how you die. That's how we waste away. Faith is believing that what God was... So because I think what also happens to people is halfway, they believe it was the word at the initial state. They believe it was the word that got them here. Halfway, they think it's them. And we ask them, where did you get these people from? Where did you get this idea from? How is it now your own idea? How is it your thing? You got it from the word, from instruction. Now you're ready to fight the instruction that I gave you to start on what was given to you. I said, bring back my thing. It's mine. It came from the word. You're running yourself into more debt. But you see, the truth is, we never really gave our thing. We gave the test of it. And we kept the template of it. A playbook. It is the playbook of leadership. And if you don't understand this, then human character, not even just wickedness, will ruin everything. I thank you. I don't want to speak much today. Did you have a scripture you want to read? Just so that I can hear your voice. Go for it.
Definition of build, sir.
Common knowledge nation.
To construct, especially something complex, by assembling and joining parts or materials.
Well, joining parts, all these SMEs, is the joining of parts of materials. How would elite join inspire? Meaning, how would we build in our different places in order to build the family? It starts with individual loyalty to the vision. So all of a sudden, I don't see you, but you want to use one of my sons to get a contact on a table that you are not hitting on. As in, when you left the table, we carried the table and said, don't worry. How? And you see, I've always noticed that people who do these things never really, it doesn't matter if they're around for 14 years or 19, they never really heard the word. Please, don't blame non-progress on anything. Let's just stay with the word. Because you can guess, you can, as a leader, you can even cry and say, why is this one not being lifted like this? They are not listening to the word. Individualism destroys. In the initial state of communal nation building, it is tough because your brother will hurt you. Your sister will hurt you. But as long as they are in the word and hearing the correction on a daily basis, they will become your best allies if you are not offended. Because guess what? Even if it is not the family, if it is not in the church, out there too, you'll be hurt more. It's just the way the world is designed. It's amazing that in a workplace, they can ask people to step down or do this and that. And they will have to take it on. Church, just None of us, including me, built anything. We're just building according to a vision, a word that is given to us, and doors that opening. And God, we don't even know how it continues to help us get to the next day and the next level. It is the word I attribute this to. Don't take ownership of what we cannot create. As we continue to check ourselves and we continue to grow, just one scripture, Nehemiah chapter 4, the strategy of their building, and I'll stop on that. As we prepare for the fifth, as we prepare for the first week, this seed, this season of seed, is our first statement in the new year, is our statement of resilience. Just so you know, there are families that we told to stop giving time ago. And Pastor Sam asked, what do we do with these people? I say, stop giving. Don't worry. Don't bother them. It is a bad thing by itself. And then when you start hearing, but we raise this, someone is helping with this, but we all here. And let me tell you something. Don't be afraid in your fellowship or houses to speak out. Otherwise, you'll be told it's going central. You see, they are mobilizing us and we've got to do anything to get this done. To who? Not me. So don't be afraid to speak up. Otherwise, you'll be deceived. And say, it's just going straight to the giving. Where? And people have said years ago, just stop it. Face the issues there. Because we just thought they just don't have. Later we had, no, they, on the contrary. Well, who cares about money? Who cares about money? Care about the word that people see. And that's why we'll do reviews like this. So that, again, like I said yesterday, if you've given Pastor Sam $2 million to give me, and he didn't, please signify by raising your hands. So I can at least say, oh boy, you don't even give me one quarter. Now, wow. You know, if truth is told on money, that's all I would say. Like, guy, okay. Because you're prospering. We wanted to have a system where leaders look right. Because it will inspire others to walk. So it is not a pity. We wanted to have, and we are on the way to have a movement that is not asking for people for seed. We're using these seeds to create platforms so that everybody can rise. That also makes the pastor a pity richer. When you rise, it's much better. And what I'm happy with the new reports, and you see these things, if you give things time, people can talk and talk and talk. If you give things time, they evolve, they become finer. What you're seeing with this city is people can actually explain how now. I appreciate that more. But without us taking the loans or the V's, we couldn't even get here. And we're entering a space where, backed up with these finances, we can say these are hundreds of businesses now. They never thought we'll get here. And that's why we must be bold about our own journey. Because people want you to be so explain the source of it. Is that how people should do things? No, you can't tell us how to do things because you never done it. We use something to kickstart ourselves. We use a fight to establish our visibility, and gradually, you are now seeing how these businesses are thriving, prospering. Let us give this thing time. The Bible says, therefore, I say unto you, look at this scripture, judge nothing before its time. Let me round up. Two more scriptures. Judge nothing before its time. Don't sit with scorners. Don't sit with liars who say, it's just the reason why we are not on it is the way they do their things there. People who have said that they didn't end up doing the worst things that even the worst sinner here will not do. Things that if you hear, you will cry for humanity and say, how could you do this? How could you? How could you do this? How can any human do this? How? Forget the word. Forget being born again. How can you? But yet, that's not the condemnation point. For we are all humans. Therefore, I say unto you, judge nothing before its time. Gradually, these businesses and the way and the system were given, the way we are engaging, is reforming itself. Is refining itself because it's been given time. It's growing. These businesses that the word gave you, the word will sustain it, and the word will make it grow. Just have faith. God assigned your family heads for a certain time. They are not your leaders. They are our leaders, the leaders of the house. So again, of course, as we're reforming the house, we realize that you might desire to raise these leaders and show them to the world, then something else happens. And a few, home people. And most times when these things happen, the people will enter into a different journey with their leaders. It is not their fault, and that's why we must pray for them. They just think, where do I go from here? This is a bigger water. We're already intimidated by the whole thing. Where do we now go? That's why I said, you have work to do. Our leaders, all of us, the work is to unify. It's not a fight. It's to build. It is not to tear down. We never participate in tearing nothing down. We continue to build. We just don't have time to tear. Unless anything wants to tear you down, then you tear it apart. Scriptures, therefore.
1 Corinthians 4 from verse 5.
Tell me.
Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time.
Don't sit down with scorners and say, you see how they do things there. Therefore, judge nothing before it's time. Look at this scripture. Tell me again. Wait.
Until the Lord comes.
It will bring to light
what is hidden in darkness.
And will expose
the motives of the heart.
The motive that made you engage in this form of seed raising, whatever. The motive will be revealed. Don't let anybody condemn you and say, we are the better ones. Be honest with yourself there and you'll see we were actually the worst. And an image of better men. And all of a sudden, we derailed badly. That is not to condemn. That is just to say you are just human. It says, don't judge anything before its time. It will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. Tell me.
At that time,
each
will receive their praise from God.
Walk with yourself. You will receive your praise. You know why you did what you did. You know the passion that was burning in your heart to make sure things are done. You know it. Don't let anybody make you feel bad or less. No way in the world. No way in this earth. Have a journey. And we all have a journey before us. As we mobilize, as we gather ourselves, as we give each person the mission and their target for 2024, the year of sight, seeing what they are called to do. I want you guys, everyone, to join hands. Some will have the sword. That's the defense of the nation. Nehemiah 4:17, quickly.
From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other...
From that day on, half of my men did the work.
While
the other half...
were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor.
Because Sambala, Tobias, and all these guys were trying to stop them from building. So it said, half you build, half you defend. Any meaningful work, we need defense too. Because it was their own natives, their own people that wanted to stop them from building. This work we're trying to build is hard. And we've overcome the outside. And I told you the inside also, we must check ourselves and build ourselves. If explosion against us cannot happen, implosion is the next attempt. But we will not allow implosion. Everyone that will take the place of anyone is already being prepared under someone. It is the covenant of God with me for this house. You'll never lack someone to do the assignment I've asked you to do. And each time it will be a better person. It will be whatever person. And if that person too checks out, chickens out in 6 months, in 1 year, in 10 years, the replacement was already being trained. We know exactly where we're going. What the world gave us, the world cannot take. They can't take it from us. I greet you for this year. I really do greet you for your fighting spirit. On that note, did we finish? Half of the men were building. Half of the men were defending the nation, making sure things are straightened up. Tell me.
The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other.
It takes this much to build, guys. Those who carried the materials, they carried with one hand and then their sword with the other because they know they can be attacked anytime. This is nation building. There's no nation building without war. Anybody can decide to attack, but you are not subject to them. You gave all the same. You're fighting all the same. Build. Don't let the world intimidate us from building. Don't let mistakes intimidate us from building. Keep focus. Build, pulse, build. Build, inspire, build. Build, allure, build. Build, Lady Joe, build. Build, gloss, build. Build, resilient, build. Build, night shield, build. Build, house of medics, build. Build, elite, build. And all the 20 businesses plus. Build, Miss Nigeria, UK, build. And whatever Conley was invoicing for, build. The invoice of Conley, build. Don't let anybody tell you you are not a real person, you are this, you are that, you are this. Just focus. Do not respond to anything that is not profitable to you. Build. And those who are outside of the fold and you're listening, sneaking to listen, come back home. Don't listen. Those, the Bible says, those who observe lying vanity do so to the destruction of themselves. Those who go and observe lies, they do so to their own destruction. Don't observe lying vanities. Stick to the truth. And sometimes the expression of truth is not perfect. It showed us the technique into building. One hand with a sword and one hand with the material. This is my last message to you for the year 2023. I hope I've been able to do 143 hours. I don't want to end the year without telling you what is next for these people. Daniel, if I can have that. We've built a house where everybody is free to go into different fields and become what they want. If you have to be an apprentice somewhere, if you have to grow somewhere, if you have to travel somewhere, we've created a system. So a pity is not disturbing you. So if you are still then not satisfied with that, then we have a problem. That means you just want to be power. Inspire will do a thing I would attend if I can. And the same thing, it will create platforms. Pastor, Lady John, yourself will create platforms for people under you to thrive, and you will attend. And when a pity is needed, you say, this is what we need you to do, this is what we need you to say, and we'll do it. Anyone going to the political mountain, either in Nigeria or in Ghana or UK, you've just had the support of the house. And that doesn't mean money or people travel with you. It's just go do what God has sent you to do. What else can you ask from leadership? What else? Not disturbing anyone. There are no rules. Those who say, well, you know, before, I say, you guys, you now party like this, you now drink like this. Maybe I was ahead of my time. No, you are behind your time, my friend. We were going through a refinement process for which we would have maturity to do that. It was never wrong. It was a process. We cannot just enter into something with something from the past and carry on. You were wrong. So you now do it. We were all going to be ready to do it together. You were doing it by yourself. And we have to say, mm-mm. That's not us. That's you. When the time comes, we will do what we need to do as we are happy to do it. Because we know where to go back to, where to go and balance. So, the following people, senior pastors and pastors in waiting, you as leadership have the absolute right to tell who is the next senior pastor. And who is pastor in waiting? And I hope you can wait, sir. Let's start checking when Sam will sign out. Is Sam still alive? His kid is young, you know.
What is it?
Sir? Obi, man. And you've never been and you will never be. Light and darkness will never meet. Darkness is going this way, your light, you're going this way. And you know, some things are not prophecy. Check building, you have built. So it's not if you speak negative or no, you've just built. What was given to you, you multiplied it. You turned 0 to 100, not 100 to 1. Mm-mm. So there's no way. Just replying you so that we have that concrete and settled for destiny. I told you to choose pastors to send out. And we're looking at some pictures this morning. And people, when you went to Brixton to mobilize, those of you were sent there, the places you've been, the political programs you organized, the speakings that you did, the people from the community that you engaged, the MPs, the whatever you brought. Now, the issue is pity, by the grace of God, is bigger than that now. It will be me repeating what we did many years ago. And I won't even have time to sit down with anybody. But it is a work we must not cease doing. Our evangelism must go to the next level in the coming year, because the nations are gradually singing. There's nothing more to say against us. Nothing more. If they say it's a fraud church, we say, okay. If they say it's a higher killer church, we say, okay. But we are here. So they are tired too. But they are waiting for your next move, because the truth still remains that the earnest expectation of mankind is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It is on that note that we are sending these next people out, mobilizing under your senior pastor and the pastor in waiting. If somebody then thinks I will be the next pastor and the pastor in waiting, say, aye. When? So how young he is. And this Sam don't look like he's retiring anytime soon. It's like 4 years election, 8 years, 16. So wait for the next cycle of election. God is the one that chooses his leaders. None of us came here to be senior pastors. I was the first one to step down publicly to say, I don't want to be in this. And if not for the events that happened after, I don't want to be doing what Sam has to do. We were all ready. All our PR2 was ready to just push a Sam. That's our heart. That must be the heart of our wives and our leaders too. It is the heart of service, not the heart of being served. That's why Africa is destroyed. Everybody wants to be in position. I don't want a position. I want power, like real power that changes lives. Not the power of yes, ma, yes, sir, yes, ma, yes, sir. No, the power that you use to change lives. That's the passion we all must have. That's the passion. That's the passion to build, meaning the person ushering us in and the person securing us and the person serving plates must see themselves as kings and queens for the sake of this work. That's how nations work. Some of your biggest givers, whose economy we've not shared here, there are three to four economy that we've not shared here, we've not put it out. Their economy like a whole movement, a whole family by themselves as a person, one person. But they don't come here speaking. Say, I've been here for long, why am I not like Nikki? Who is Nikki? So Nikki feels she's powerful. God called her to this position to serve as either one with a sword or one with a gathering of material. That's the art of Christ. And if this is not there, there's no Christ there. And please, I'm not suggesting that anybody is in that position. I'm saying we must not be. So on that note, the people that I'm going to be calling forward, Pastor Hobie and Pastor Sam, and through the list, look, what God wants you to do is to increase and multiply. So it's not great to see anybody go. But just watch out. Once you're planning to go, please start dodging our video and picture, because you just spoiled the picture. It's a problem. This is my best, because now you're thinking, oh. Mm. You made Vicky's work so hard. By the way, that review video, we must thank Shepherd and Pastor Vicky. Thank you. Please, don't let that video die. That video is like your Bible as well. I'm sure your houses have done their own video. It's part of your Bible. But the nation one that we've done is your Bible. Watch it over and over again. Go on my page. I think it's posted now. Okay, it will be posted by 6 p.m. Yeah? Go talk there. Add your own. Put the link to your family and just empower that video. Don't let it die. Because we are kind of events people. We can do an event and quickly brush over it. Next year, we're going to see the establishment of Boxing Nation, the fashion thing. Everything is going to be back amplified, very powerful. This is the nation. Please do not let that video die. Will you wait till it's posted on my page?
Why is it not posted yet? It's still loading.
Okay. Once it's posted, comment there. Send it. Send the link out. Once people see, they can't throw a blind eyes. Let them see it. It is your work. So don't let it die, because we quickly forget videos. We have amazing videos, but we quickly forget it. And by the way, please tag Vicky in it, please, because she did an amazing job. Tonight, as we cross over into the world crossover into 2024, we'll be in our different houses. And then your leaders will organize whatever you guys organize. Please drink responsibly. Beginning from next year, the church and the pastors waiting, sending out their own evangelists to coordinate programs, street programs, political programs, church programs. And the people that I want to call forward, the names were put forward by your pastors. And as you come, we're reordaining you sort of as pastors to go back into the field and walk the way we used to walk it and the way we've always walked it. It's about that time of the day. Pastor Busola Oguntayo. Quickly, please, my friend. Pastor Paul Tshema. George Jumbo. Zainab Kabar. Charlie Goldman. Jade Edward. Jerusha King. Come on, guys. Please power the microphone. Honor us. Please make the microphone on the choir work. Thank you. Pastor Josh, PTNP, Pastor Josh. Let your assignment, the detail of it will be given to you by Pastor Hobie, but they are supposed to cover the north, the south, the east, and the west of London City, recruiting and building new people through our style of programming, evangelism, all gatherings, speaking from schools to event centers, to community centers, all programs. They are in charge of programs from now on. I just thank God for younger and younger generation in this house. Well, you know, there is no age discrimination here, and that's why I must specially thank the pillars this year. I was waiting for their record, but Pastor Mark's leadership of the pillars of the house, I thank you for your resilience, your hard work, your focus, your prayer. I love the pillars, and I'm sure first thing in the new year, we're all going to sit down again with myself, and we're going to empower ourselves with what is the next vision. All the way from the pillars to this young set of young mobilizers, young pastors. I commission you under the flag of the nation and in the name of Christ that you should fight the good fight of faith for your community, mobilizing, organizing. Some of you are politicians already, but we need you to train to just keep speaking, to gather, to mobilize, to put 50 people together, to put 200 people together, to put 1,000 people together and speak the word, because the scripture says, as a man of God, woman, speak the word in season and out of season. May the grace of your father, the grace of Abraham, rest upon you as the seed generation. May you have wisdom, may you have resilience, may you have understanding, and may your voice, may your word be law in this land. Amen and amen. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2024. This is PT signing out, ready for a very powerful year, a year like never before. Amen and amen. Let your kingdom come.